Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate could vote today on whether to change its rules to allow the passage of voting rights bills by a simple majority. Democrat Bernie Sanders says the filibuster must be put aside to ensure people have the right to vote.
Anybody who believes in American democracy has got to vote to enable us to go forward with 50 votes to suspend the filibuster, at least on this vote. It is enormously important. I hope we have 50 votes. If we don't, they're going to have to go home and explain to their constituents.
Joe Manchin is one of two Democrats opposed to a rule change. He appears unconcerned his vote would prompt a primary challenge in the next election.
I've been primaried my entire life. That would not be anything new for me. I've never run an election. I wasn't primaried. This West Virginia, it's rough and tumble. We're used to that, so bring it on.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll propose modifying the filibuster for this legislation to require senators stay on the floor to make their case instead of passively opposing ending debate. President Biden is likely to be asked about the so far unsuccessful efforts to pass voting rights legislation when he takes questions from reporters at a news conference this afternoon. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in a case brought by Senator Ted Cruz. He's challenging a federal law that bars election winners from raising more than $250,000 after the election to repay loans he made to his campaign. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The provision at issue was an attempt by Congress to close a loophole that until then had allowed contributions after an election to go directly into the pockets of winning candidates. But Cruz contends the loans being repaid were from his own pocket to begin with. The subtext of the case, however, is that Republicans have long wanted to abolish campaign contribution limits altogether, and this case could pave the way for that. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine today in a show of support in the face of Russian aggression. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The hastily arranged trip comes as Russia continues to mass troops along Ukraine's border. Over the weekend, Russian troops moved into Belarus in another worrying sign. Secretary Blinken is in Kyiv to show solidarity and reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine's territorial integrity. Russia once guarantees that Ukraine never becomes part of NATO. The U.S. has called that a non-starter. Blinken is meeting his Russian counterpart in Geneva Friday. He's stopping in Berlin before that to consult with his German, French, and British counterparts to make sure allies are ready to impose severe costs on Moscow should Russia reinvade Ukraine. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Kyiv.
You're listening to NPR News. The Special House Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol last year has issued subpoenas to Rudy Giuliani and other members of former President Trump's legal team, who joined his unsuccessful effort to overturn the 2020 election. They've been ordered to provide documents and appear for depositions on February 8th. Former Vogue editor Andre Leon Talley has died in New York. He was among the first African Americans to pierce fashion's upper reaches. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Andre Leon Talley would work for several fashion bibles, Women's Wear Daily, Harper's Bazaar, and Vogue. He said he got his first glimpse of style as a child in church in segregated Durham, North Carolina, where all the congregants were exquisitely dressed. Talley became a presence on the front row of many fashion shows and was friends with several designers, including Yves Saint Laurent and Karl Lagerfeld. As Vogue's creative director beginning in 1988, he encouraged the inclusion of fashion influencers of color, like Beyoncé and Rihanna, and wrote Vogue's first profile of First Lady Michelle Obama. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The Biden administration plans to make 400 million N95 face masks available at no charge. They'll be shipped, starting later this week, to pharmacies and health centers for distribution. More will become available next month. Federal health experts say N95 masks are superior to cloth masks in preventing the spread of the coronavirus. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.